one of the most popular crops that many people will grow, whether they grow one or they grow a whole garden full of them, Holly, is tomatoes.
That's right. So, and people have always questions about tomatoes, how to grow the best tomatoes, how to deal with tomato problems. So today we're going to talk about how to grow the best tomatoes.
Now, we're going to try to unwrap as much as we can in this topic. This is a topic for a whole show of itself, not just a segment. So when we get through with all of this, if we haven't answered your question, you can, you know, send us an email at gardentalkradio@gmail.com with a specific area in which you would like an answer for, and we will get that information to you. So first, we want to plant our tomatoes deep. Whether we've started them indoors, whether we bought them from a garden center, when it's time to plant, it's time to bury them deep. Explain what that means.
Sure. So tomatoes are part of the nightshade family, which simply means that for along their whole stem, there are roots that could grow. Now, if you don't bury the stem part, are roots going to grow out of the stem? No. But if you bury the stem, no matter if you bury it right to the top leaf, it will form roots when it hits that soil. So when we say bury them deep, what we mean is take, I don't know,
three quarters of the plant
and bury that, and then you'll have all that root structure underneath the soil, and the rest of the top of the tomato will grow just fine.
The more roots you have on the plant, the more productive and healthier, more nutrients that plant is going to be able to uptake. And when you bury that plant deep, you want to remove all the leaves and the limbs that are going to be under the soil. You want to have that little canopy above the soil, but everything else, it should just be stem. Remove the other limbs and leaves. Now, one of the main problems that tomatoes get early on in the season is called early blight. It is a disease, a soil-borne bacteria that's in everybody's soil. So whether you buy soil from the garden center, you make it, you got it out of the back 40, it's going to have some type of early blight in it. Early blight is the discoloration of the plant as it progressively works up the plant from early on in the season till the end of the season, when the leaves go from green to yellow to brown and they fall off, and you only have a bunch of limbs and tomatoes but no leaves. That is the early blight devastating your tomato plant. So there's two different things in which you can do in order to reduce or almost eliminate. You're never going to always eliminate it, but these next two steps will greatly increase the productivity. And we've been doing this for 7 years now, and we've had at the end of the season as green and lush plants as we did at the beginning of the season.
Right. So yeah, you want to remove those lower leaves. And then also what you want to do is you want to take, well,
mulch first.
Mulch. Well, yeah, you want to mulch, but before you mulch, you want to take cornmeal. So you want the whole grain yellow cornmeal. Just as long as it's whole grain and it's yellow, it doesn't matter what brand or anything like that. Just the whole grain yellow cornmeal. And take a handful of it and put it on the base of the plant.
This has a beneficial bacteria in it called Trichoderma. Not a made-up thing. It's a real thing. It's also in the bell buster item that you use to break down the to condition the bell. From for straw bale gardening from bellbuster.com. Trichoderma is also in cornmeal. Many countries in the world have figured out that Trichoderma is very beneficial. The United States here, we're way behind on a lot of things. But you just handful around the base of the plant at the time of planting. That's going to fight the bad bacteria. That's going to fight that early blight and greatly reduce the bad bacteria in that soil. Now, you can throw it on at the time of planting and water it. It's not going to it's not going to hurt the cornmeal by getting it wet. It's still going to do its thing. In addition to that, you want to mulch around the plant, because the combination of the cornmeal and the mulch will reduce your early blight by like 90%.
If you can mulch around all of your vegetables, it's very helpful. But tomatoes, it helps prevent that early blight, and it also helps keep the water in. It's a nice ground cover for the tomatoes, and it helps keep the moisture in. So You want to mulch.
90% of the problems your tomato plant is going to face is from soil splashing up on the leaves. So additionally, you want to trim the bottom lower 6 to 8 inches of that plant all through the growing season to create an air, a pocket down there that there's not consistent leaves close to the soil that's giving that opportunity for that soil to splash up. We want to water consistently because blossoming rot is the result of lack of watering.
Right. So what happens is that if you get that blossom end rot, a lot of people will say, you know,
add Epsom salt.
Add Epsom salt, take some Tums, whatever, water
but
and some
you,
Tums.
But if you remember eighth grade science, Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. Blossom end root rot is a lack of calcium.
Right.
Those don't work together.
No, they don't. And that's the thing is that, so the reason why when you add up some salt or whatever to your tomato plants and then you water that in and then all of a sudden you don't have that blossom end rot.
You watered
it. It's because you're doing the watering. So all of that calcium that's locked up in the soil is now able to be picked up by the plant.
And this also occurs on your peppers, on your zucchini. A lot of plants have that calcium deficiency because the watering is not occurring. Some of it might be a slight pollination problem, but the majority is the lack of water because you have calcium in your soil. It just cannot be picked up because it's too dry.
Right. And so that's something to keep in mind is for all your plants is to have consistent watering. And if you have the ability to invest in sort of irrigation system. It's definitely worth it.
Also, we want to get the tomatoes up off the ground. By caging your tomatoes in some form or fashion, you will increase the harvest by 50%. This is a true scientifically proven fact. We have experimented with it, and it has shown that we lost 50% of the harvest because they weren't caged versus the plants that were vertical because the plants the fruit was not on the ground. Insects and slugs and everything else didn't get a hold of it because it was elevated. So with tomatoes, we need to get them off the ground, and we recommend using a product called the Easy Step Plant Support System from EasyStepProducts.com. And disclaimer, you can get an extra a third plant support system absolutely free when you purchase of any kit by using promo code Joey, my name, 123, little plug there for them. It's a very sturdy. It's made with a metal steel post, all made in America. It's got rings in which is adjustable on the post, and you do not have to, you know, fiddle or fight with the plant, no matter what size or what time of the growing season. You can attach the Easy Step Plant Support System around your berry plant, your tomato, your shrub, your tree, and it's not going to damage the plant. It's got a 10-year warranty on it, made in America, so they're not messing around. This thing is very durable, and it has been unscientifically tested to support plants and keep them vertical of wind speeds of over 50 miles an hour. So Easy Step Plant Support Systems from EasyStepProducts.com. You can get that free third plant support system absolutely free with purchase of any kit when you use promo code Joey123.
So you want to also, another tip you can do is remove the lower leaves of the plant. So you would do this throughout the season, maybe every couple of weeks, and that will help prevent that early blight as well as removing those lower leaves of the plant because it's not touching the soil. It's going to less likely have the splash up on it, and that is definitely important to do so.
You've got to remove those lower leaves in order for that to do what it needs to do. So, and then you want to consistently harvest. You've got basically two types of tomatoes in which you can grow. Determinate, which means they will grow to a certain height, bear all their fruit. This is labeled on the plant, on the seed packet. Or indeterminate, which is a vine. The determinate is more of a bush plant. The indeterminate is more of a vine. It will grow indefinitely until frost kills it or you kill it, and it will bear fruit throughout the growing season. So whichever one is best for you, if you want all the harvest at once, or if you want it to trickle throughout, you know, have a consistent harvest throughout the season.
I mean, you don't have to choose one or the other.
We do both.
Yeah, you can grow a combination. And then there is semi-determinate, which is it will put on all of the fruiting in the bulk of the time, and then it'll kind of slowly fruit throughout the season.
Yeah, but get them up off the ground. EasyStepProducts.com is that location for the plant support system that you will buy once and never have to buy again. So this is just a small snippet of growing tomatoes for the best success. I mean, we can, again, put together a 60-minute show on all the do's and don'ts and hows and how nots to grow tomatoes and what you need to look for. We do a garden talk back when we used to do garden talks in this world, and it was about an hour and 15-minute talk, and we didn't even get through most of the content there because there's so much going on. But send an email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com, if you have a question in regards to whatever it comes about growing tomatoes, and we will get you a video, a link, the content that you need. Well, if you either need, whether you produce your own vegetables and or your own meat and you're looking for products in order to turn that meat into edible products, Walton's has the tools and the spices for you.
Yeah, so waltonsinc.com has everything you need to make any type of meat product. You can find specials and sales online only. And then meatgistics.com will help you educate you on the whys and hows of meat processing, as well as there's a community there of almost 15,000 users who will help give their opinion and guidance on the meat processing issues. So Walcades has decades of experience in the meat processing industry, whether it be seasoning, equipment, supplies, you can make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. And that's waltonsinc.com. Otherwise, for to connect with that community, to learn how to the hows and whys of meat processing, you're going to go to meatgistics.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.